Oh, what is up, everybody? We are about to execute Order 66 on your asses, because this is the Just Too Sweet Show, episode number 66. I am the cream of the crop, Mr. Tim Tombala, with me as always. Oh, we're on this side this time. This is my tag team partner, A to the Z, Mr. Eric Zant, making again his triumphant return to Pop Culture Pros. Eric, what is going on, my brother?
Not much, man. Good to be back. Good to be here. How you doing?
I'm glad you're here for a little Saturday night's main event action. I always like our Saturday night main event shows. I think they're a lot of fun. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. So what's been going on, man? I know you've been very busy.
Yeah, really busy. I've been working a lot this summer, not just at the store, but I work at the farm and I work at the restaurant. I just got into the groove of keeping busy. And then when you're making money, you want to make more money. And when you got an opportunity to make money, I just try to take it while it's there. Like I said, it wasn't going to be there long. So I just tried to do what I could. And now just back to the fall winter routine, you know. Sweet. Dark at night, get some shows going again, get back on the waves. And tonight we'll talk some wrestling.
Speaking of which, I understand that a certain program might be returning tomorrow night. Do I believe I hear that's true?
Well, the rumor is that the number one talk show on Pop Culture Pros. Now, don't get offended, because this is a wrestling show. Tim's is a Star Wars show. Steve's is a baseball show. Mine's a talk show. Yes, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, the A to Z program, breaking news here, is returning tomorrow night.
Sweet.
And we will be, at the end of the show, I'm going to give everybody a teaser of what they're going to get, because I'm telling you right now, you are not going to want to miss this, the return of the A to Z Pro. You are not going to want to miss it. We're going to have more fun tomorrow than we've had in the past 6 months on the show. It's going to be better than an Ask Eric Anything. It's going to be better than, any top 10 I've ever done. We are going to have so much fun coming up here on the show, especially tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. We're going to take you down memory lane. We're going to take you down to late night TV nostalgia. That's all I could give away right now, and that's what we're going to have. That's what's happening, and I'm just excited about tonight. I'm excited about being on the Just Too Sweet Show.
Hell yeah.
It's been a bit, and we've
– Well, we got to let things build up in the wrestling world.
We do.
You got to let it build up, and boy, has it built up. Got some good stuff going tonight. Hollywood Dave, the third man, will be returning tonight also. When he comes on, we'll be talking about the AEW Full Gear pay-per-view that's happening tonight. Matter of fact, the pre-show is probably starting in 3 minutes. So you can watch that and watch us at the same time. We can do both at the same time. Yeah, don't worry about that. Multitask, people. It's all good. We'll be talking also. We have a new segment. A new segment we're very happy about. We're going to be calling it Wrestler Spotlight. Tonight's special Wrestler Spotlight will be Sid himself. Vicious or Justice, either one that you like. We're going to be breaking down his entire career, where he's from, and that'll be our new segment, which we also want you to participate in. So if you have a wrestler you want us to break down and talk about, hit us up. Let us know. Hit us in the Messenger. Hit us on the Facebook page. Hit us in Pop Culture Pros. Hit us anywhere you want except below the belt. Ah, you like that pun.
That was a good pun.
That was a good pun.
That was a really good pun.
So let's get started right away with one of our favorite shows. Can't deny one of those great, because it's probably one of the best shows we've ever seen. Dark Side of the Ring. There's been a couple of shows here and there that are, the idiot, those stupid backyard fighters, all those things didn't do anything for me. But when you get a show like this one, though, this was a lot of fun. I mean, well, not for Vince. For Vince, this is like probably was a good show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet he liked it.
This worked out in his favor a big time. I didn't realize how twisted this thing actually was. This episode was called The Steroid Trial, based on the famous government. I mean, and if I'm not right, Aaron, if I'm not mistaken, the way they put it was the government had nothing really to do. I mean, this is the way they put it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. They really had nothing to kind of do. So they're looking to go attack someone, go after someone. Hey, let's go after steroids with this doctor, and just happened to be linked to Vince later on in the WWE, but WWF back then. But I mean, is that how the government functions? Hey, we got nothing to do. Let's find someone to go after. That's kind of random to me. It's kind of weird.
It was. And I think that I think steroids and sports were the okay. They've been around, obviously, around for 30 years before that. I mean, I don't care what anybody says. They've been around since the 50s. Mm-hmm. Football players have been taking them. Probably some baseball players were taking them. We know that bodybuilders were taking them as early as the 40s, some maybe the 50s. But this is just when things started to tip a little bit. Like, you know, you had like, you know, like Lyle Alzado and all these guys saying, oh, we did this, we did that. And the NFL is like, well, you know, it's going to damper on our, you know, on our bottom line and, you know, on our viewers and stuff. So the next best thing to do was to get in on the hottest, the second hottest show, probably a sports enter. Back then it was considered a sports show. It wasn't really sports entertainment. It was wrestling was considered sports because you need an athletic license and athletes participate in it. So I think that somebody got bent. And the doctor was shady, number two. And, you know, however the events turned, they probably thought, like, okay, we're going to go after this. I mean, he's an established wrestling company. He's a multimillionaire. And Vince wasn't a billionaire yet, and he wasn't public, and he wasn't all this fancy horse shit that he is now. But he was pretty big, right? Vince was up there, you know, But they probably figured, like, okay, we got to go after this, you know. Hey, you know, instead of just taking down this doctor, look, let's get our claws into Vince McMahon, and we'll take him right down, and we'll show these wrestlers, blah 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 blah, you know. And lo and behold, as with everybody who's taken Vince McMahon on, they lost, and it was the federal government who indicted McMahon on for lack of a better term, conspiracy to distribute.
Yeah, intent control, to distribute or whatever the whole was called. Intent to
distribute, yeah, yeah, whatever the fuck it was. It's so dumb because even you had Hulk Hogan, you had all these guys, the Ultimate Warrior, Rick Rude, all these guys go up there. They're like, no, it was my choice to take it. Vince never said yes or no to anything. He probably didn't even know.
And the best part is, how did the government know? He found a picture of the doctor with Hogan.
That's what it was.
It's like, oh, that's what it was. We found a picture with the doctor and Hulk Hogan, and that means he must be and Vincent Hogan. They must be doing steroids.
Yeah, so we're gonna go after them.
Yeah, I mean, how much bullshit is that? I mean, but I think one of the funniest parts of this was our old friend, which I don't think anybody hates. I don't think anybody likes. I mean, any wrestling fan could possibly like is Phil Muschnick, writer from the New York Post. I never understood years ago. I remember Jerry. I'm not Jerry. I'm losing my mind already.
Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette putting those attack videos on wrestling every week. He would go after Phil Muschnick. And I'm like, who is Phil Muschnick? Who cares? And then you realize really what a piece of shit this guy is. Oh, he just hates wrestling. He hates wrestling. He hates wrestling fans, and would do anything he could to go against them. And the fact that he started writing, I mean, Vince was guilty right away. Guilty.
Oh, yeah.
He was guilty from the start. That was Phil Muschnick. And I love the fact that when Vince was found innocent, he still was trying to say, no.
Wouldn't give it up.
What's that guy's fucking problem?
I think he's so those beat reporters, like even for the New York Post. Or was the Daily News or the Post? It's Post, right?
It's the Post, yeah.
So, you know, fucking, there you go anyway with the New York Post. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, they're a step above the National Enquirer. They're not really a real newspaper.
Exactly. So, like, and this guy, I got the idea watching him talk that he was just some beat reporter who happened to have a connection here and a connection there with he's like, well, my brother-in-law, and then, well, a friend of mine. It's like, well, you don't really know these people. You know of these people through other people. So you speculate, and what, as we know, speculation and innuendo make good stories. So he was probably trying to make a name for himself off the back of Vince McMahon, which after that trial was all, even like you said, even as he's discredited, he's still running his mouth.
Still. Like, I hate two reporters, Phil Muschnick. And Mike Lupica.
Mike Lupica.
Mike Lupica from the Daily News, and I'll tell you why I hate Mike Lupica, and you're going to laugh at this too. Because that dude, yes, I know what happened in 2004. Yes, we're turning to baseball for 1 second, people. I'm sorry. The Red Sox came back and beat the Yankees 4 straight in the LCS. Never happened before. Everyone knows what happened.
Yeah.
But this dude, Mike Lupega, will find every opportunity he can to bring that up in any article he writes about.
Really?
And I proved it too. I proved it a lot that he did this on purpose. And it would make me insane. He'd be like, I haven't seen a car crash that bad. A crash. He bought a NASCAR. I haven't seen a crash that bad since the Yankees lost 4 straight to the Red Sox. Like, he does that all the time. Oh, I haven't seen a loss that bad since the Yankees. He throws it in every chance he gets. He's a piece of garbage. But Phil Mushnick, just going after, just because you don't like something, you have to go after it like it was.
Yeah, like
he's a horrible human being.
He is a horrible human being.
And fucking, I said, yeah, okay.
No, fucking come on. I mean, what the fuck are you going to gain by? Look, I mean, wrestling is what it is. I mean, it's like, you know, if you don't understand pro wrestling, or at least like if you're not a fan of it, you know the basic gist of it. Everybody does. So what are you going to gain by making all this like this big deal? It's like it's like watching some old lady buy a bar of soap and just be like, oh wow, you know, what the hell is she buying that for? Oh well, hey, I'm gonna write an article about that. I saw an old lady buying.
I hate old ladies, so I'm gonna write an article. Yeah.
I can't believe that old lady. She buys 3 bars of soap when she's an old lady. She lives alone. She only needs 1 bar of soap for 6 months. What the hell? You know what I mean? It's like, come on. It's what he, fuck him, man. Fuck him.
I think the best part of this episode too was, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a great episode. We're gonna keep it kind of shortened on. We're doing the short version of it, but yeah. The most famous person, of course, first of all, a lot of people testify. Rick Rude, Ultimate Warrior, none of them gave up Vince. None of them. Do we do steroids? Sure. Do we get it from him? No. Simple as that. So the government didn't even do their research before they wasted all our money on going after Vince. But Hogan was supposed to be the golden boy. He was going to be the one that was going to send Vince away. He was supposed to turn on Hogan. First, Vince was already pissed the fact that he said he would testify. But he was already gone out of WWE by that point. Then started with WCW, in with the guy. So here Hogan comes out. Hogan says the same thing. No, we're gym buddies. We're friends. He don't give me nothing. I get my own stuff. I get it. And unfortunately, Hogan had to admit right there and then that he did use steroids. He'd be like, hey, everyone thought Hogan wasn't like he was the one guy.
Yeah,
because you know the prayers, the vitamins. Yeah, believe in yourself. Hogan was that one guy who was no way was doing it. All right, wait, come on, people, really? If it wasn't illegal, remember?
No,
it wasn't really. It wasn't. It was frowned upon, but it wasn't illegal until what?
92, 91.
Yeah, as soon that's when the trial. That's when all this shit blew up.
Yeah.
Once it became illegal, like, oh well, now we got to go after wrestling.
Hmm.
And then you'll find out less than 10 years later, everybody in fucking baseball was doing it too.
Everybody in baseball, hockey players. I mean, obviously football, fucking, you know, Mark Gastineau, Lyle Alzado, fuck LT. I mean, fucking all these guys. Well, you know, LT among other things, but you know what? I like LT. I'm not shitting on LT. I was always entertained by him. He's a great football player. I'm not a Giants fan, but, yeah, steroids were everywhere, dude. Fuck Ken Caminiti, fucking Mark, Jose Canseco. Come on, man. These guys. He looked like a wrestler, and he was a baseball player. I mean, come on.
His head got to all their heads. That's the one thing. Oh, Barry Bonds, I didn't take steroids. Dude, your head went from this big to this big.
Yeah.
Never mind the rest of your body. Jose Canseco, big head.
Yeah.
Mark McGuire, big head. It's like, we know you're doing. Look at the size of your fucking heads. Never mind your body.
Barry Bonds looked like that guy on the Flintstones, that little green thing that would float around and like grant Fred wishes. Like he's his little body and his huge head. No?
You know what this is talking about, though? Is this real? Check out a video of Phil Donahue shows Bruno Sammartino breaks down on steroid abuse and all those types of Bruno Sammartino? Really?
Yeah. Vince was on the Donahue show.
I remember Vince was on. Vince always gets fucking ripped. He gets so angry on those shows. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and they try to crucify him, but it's like, you know what? It's like, what are you – here's the thing, man. It's like It's like Conseco would reveal on everybody that was doing the gas. It's like that. That's what you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. That's just the unwritten rule of a locker room. That's the unwritten rule of like the men's club. That's the unwritten rule of like the Masons and all these places that you have. Like you don't go like and fucking watch, you know, like say back in the 50s when you're at like the men's club, you know, and they fucking brought in like six whores, you know, and they're all doing whatever. And you go home and you go to your wife like, well, that old Melvin Smith, boy, you should have seen him and that hooker tonight. And first your wife's going to be like, what hooker? What are you talking about? Oh, nothing. So she gets right on the phone with Gladys going, do you know that Melvin was with a hooker tonight? Smell him, you know, and that fucking smells like that Vanilla Fields shit that you get when you're 13. And then, you know what I mean? It's shit like that. Like, you don't, what I'm trying to say is, you don't talk about shit like that. You don't, like when you're hanging out with your buddies, you don't talk about shit.
It's Fight Club.
Even if nothing happened, it's like, you don't need to know every little when the girls go out and have their fucking wine tasting or their fucking cocktail hour or whatever the fuck it is. I don't want to know what the fuck they talk about. I don't care what they talk about. I don't care who's there. I don't give a fuck. They're having a good time. Mm-hmm. Have a good time. Like, you know what I mean? Or if they're like I said, a book club or like I said, Rotary, I don't fucking Lions Club. What am I missing? Like the utensil club, whatever it is, you don't have to go. And Bruno, fuck him. All right. I love Bruno. I met him. He was really nice to me. He was very anti-drug, but he was very nice to me. But you know what, Bruno? What were you gaining by fucking pulling the carpet out from under Vince? Like,
but is that why he was banned for a long time?
Yeah, because
that was the incident.
He got totally anti-WWE, and Superstar Billy Graham, the same thing. He flip flop. I hate Vince. I love Vince. I hate Vince. I love Vince. I hate Vince. I love Vince. And it's like, come on, man. Fucking what the hell is wrong?
Billy Graham
was
a walking steroid. I don't care what anybody says.
He's a walking steroid, walking meth. I mean, fuck. He was doing anything and everything. How is he alive? I don't know. Like, he has no hips, no bones. Like, I think his skin's fake. I don't know. Like,
well, we'll wrap it up with that. But right, I said the best part I think the government halfway through knew they fucked up.
Oh,
no. They knew they weren't going to get him. And then when Hogan came out and said all that shit, I think it's hysterical. That, I mean, don't get me wrong. Could Vince have known? Of course. Did he? Probably. But he's way too smart. He's way too smart for that bullshit to be totally in. I mean, but like you said, let's not forget something, people. It was legal then.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, people don't understand too. Oh, I can't believe that. You know, slavery, dude. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It was fucking legal back then, though. It's not my fault. I didn't know. I'm against it. It's disgusting. But back then, there's nothing you can do about it. Steroids is legal. Nothing you can do about it. Shit back then, nothing you can do about it.
Cocaine was legal, I think, till the 40s or 50s or something like that.
Yeah, they used to put it in soda.
Yeah, heroin was legal until and like medicine. The 40s. Yeah, fuck it. You know, I mean, it's like, but they were. No, Reefer Madness came out, and lo and behold, that's the least of anybody's worries.
Yeah,
but so,
good episode. Yeah, no. I recommend everybody watch it. It was a lot of fun.
I gotta say one thing though about this episode is, this solidified my theory of lawyers. Okay, now I've seen three different instances of lawyers say things like this, and when they have said things like this, you know they're a good lawyer. This guy came on. And he said, he goes, well, Vince wanted the best lawyer money could buy, so he got me. He goes, and I told him, I said, we're going to wipe the floor with him. And I've watched, like, cold case episodes and City Confidential episodes, and they show lawyers on there who have spouted that kind of thing. And you're thinking to yourself, like, yeah, okay, buddy, you're going to fucking. Dude, every single time, they mop the floor with him. They mop the floor with whoever. Mm-hmm. With the state, with the government, with anybody that tries, they get you off. They get you up. And it isn't about the money. It's about some of these guys just have it. Some of these guys just have it. And I could tell this lawyer, I'm like, holy fuck. If he walked in the courtroom and he was sitting across from me with somebody else, I'd be like, I want a deal. Like, I'm not doing this. You know, no way. But yeah.
I highly recommend that episode. It was a great episode. You know, Eric, real quick, I want to bring something up because we talked about Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Today, I went to what was called the big event.
The big event.
2021. It was at the LaGuardia Airport, Hilton Hotel. Ooh. I went there to meet Lawrence Taylor.
Did you meet him?
I'm going to get to that in 1 second.
Okay.
Also there, tons of wrestlers. It was basically a wrestling convention with a couple sports guys thrown in. That's cool. All it was. And I remember it last year. It looked cool. This year, I said, you know what? I'm just going to fucking go. Meet Lawrence Taylor. Have a good time. Meet a couple wrestlers. I get online. And me and Eric both know. Listen. We love wrestling. We love it. We're wrestling nerds. We are wrestling nerds. But we're not wrestling nerds.
We're not that kind of nerd.
Wow. So I was online with some of the strangest, oddest, and I'm sorry if any of you people who watch this show ever find us anywhere, but some of you are fucking nuts. And I just mean some of you, but I got stuck with the guy online who keeps turning, like the kid from fucking Christmas Story, who keeps turning around. Like, I like the Wizard of Oz. You can't make eye contact with them, because if you do, you're dead.
No.
So I had that one guy. I had that guy in front of me for this whole fucking line.
Like, almost, was he almost as bad as the demolition guy? Like, when we were...
It was...
On that...
Well, I don't know how bad he was, because I avoided the conversations. Demolition guy, we couldn't escape that guy. Like, no matter what we did, he was there.
We couldn't, like, our ear hair couldn't, like whiffle a little bit. He would turn around with this big smile on his face. He's, like, waiting to just, like, hear, like, CM Punk or
something.
Seth Rollins.
For me and you to talk about wrestling, we have to whisper.
Yeah, we're like, huh.
Because we mentioned one thing, he turns. Yeah. Oh, you guys saw the eye. Oh, it's like.
And you kept saying, you're like, you turn around, you go, just turn the other way. Don't look at him. Just turn the other way.
Because I knew it. I saw the look on his eye. I knew it was coming, dude. I knew it was coming.
And then I see this whole thing and I'm like, oh my God, this is great. But it's terrible at the same time.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Listen, guys, eat your cheese doodles and hang out in grandma's basement and eat your cup of soup. And play Call of Duty. Do what you got to do, but don't fucking talk to me when I'm in.
And keep in mind that one day someone is going to take one of those belts off you. Keep in mind.
Yeah.
There's going to be someone. I want that belt, and they're going to super kick you for real.
Yeah,
and take that fucking belt off you. Just be prepared.
Be prepared.
And you walk around with a $700 piece of jewelry around your waist. Someone's going to want it one day. Just be ready for that.
Good thing it was at the Fiorello LaGuardia National Airport.
Tomorrow is day two. Any bullies out there want to go make some money? Tomorrow's day two. But anyway, I get there, Eric, and let me tell you something. This place was small. They were not ready. It was overcrowded. And I haven't been afraid of COVID since I got vaccinated. But I was terrified to go in this place.
Oh, it was
like a nerd mosh pit. That's exactly what it was, a mosh pit full of nerds.
And a nerd mosh pit.
And I'm like, oh my. But the weird part is, like, so to get in, it's like $40 to get in. It was supposed to be 30, but you buy tickets online, but I couldn't buy them online for some reason. So I was like, I don't care, the $40. So I go in to buy my ticket. They don't take, they're the complete opposite of every place in the country. We don't take card. How can you not take card? Everyone else in the country doesn't take cash. You don't take card.
They don't take a card.
I had to go find the ATM. I realized I'm looking for the ATM. There's LT. He's in his little conference room off on the side. LT, Tim Raines, Ricky Henderson.
What?
So now, right out front is where you buy the voucher to meet him. I'm like, can I get away with meeting LT without buying the admission ticket? So I'm like, ooh, I could probably get away with that. And we're going to bring in the third man right now. Yeah, so look at this guy sitting in his car again. Sitting in his car.
Hey,
what's up, man?
The third man, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm here. Yes, in my car once again. Unexpected busy day.
Okay. Well, I was just saying, I went to that event today, and I said it was a madhouse. So anyway, I was going to try to get to meet LT without having to pay the admission price. So I'm talking to the guy about what it is cost to meet LT. So it was $60 just for a selfie. I'm like, all right. What? I could probably deal with that, though. It was $20 more than I expected because I heard it was $40. I said, okay. So now they have pictures. You can buy a picture. I said, ooh, I'll buy a picture. How much is the picture? $5. Awesome. I said, let me have that and the picture, and I'll get him to sign it. Then the guy goes, that'll be $170. I said, what? He goes, yeah, 170. I go, $170. He goes, yeah, for him to sign this picture, it's like $85. I was like, I said, are you fucking joking me? And he was like, no. I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna do this. And then the rest of the place was so jam-packed like that. And so I actually just fucking walked out. I went there, I spent 2 hours of my life there, wasted my life, and I was like, I ain't doing this. I can't do it.
Oh shit.
And it was wall-to-wall nerd inside and out. You couldn't even breathe in this place.
I just smelled like peanut butter M&M's and a comic book store, right? That's what it smelled like.
I saw Christy Hemme from across the room, and I saw Sam Houston out smoking his cigarette.
Oh!
And that's it. That's all I got to actually see, because I was so annoyed at the whole LT thing, because I was like, this isn't what you advertised. This isn't what you said. So what the fuck? I was annoyed. But I walked out. But I know, Mello, you'd be happy tomorrow. You know who's there tomorrow. And if for $1,000, you can meet, greet, and take a picture with Kenny Omega and Daniel Bryanson. Both of them together.
$1,000?
To meet both. You can take a picture, get an autograph with both of them. And Don Callis.
Fuck Don Callis.
What, are you kidding? I don't want to meet Don Callis before all of them. Are you joking?
Yeah, what was he in the WWE? The Jackal?
Well, I don't know what the hell he was.
With the Truth Commission, remember?
Yeah, for $40 in Miami, and got my belt signed by him for that exact same price. Wow,
Kenny Omega, anymore.
Kenny Omega's the big one tomorrow. I said, if this was so crowded today, I can't even imagine what tomorrow. There's people going to die there tomorrow. People are going to die in that place tomorrow. That's how bad it was today.
Oh, you know, oh man, I hate that you told me that, because I feel like that's a spoiler.
How's that a spoiler?
Think about the two that are going to be there together, you just said.
Oh.
Yeah, that don't mean nothing. That's just a
autograph thing. But why would you not sell that way, though? Like, hey, the guy who's in the tournament, the finals against Miro, and then the guy who's a champion. Why would you not sell that? Like, hey, the next matchup is these two guys. That's $1,000. It sounds logical to me.
Speaking of $1,000, I just want to let you guys both know that Frank – would for $1,000 let someone feel up his ex-wife.
You'd have to pay me $1,000, Frank. No offense.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd want at least like $250, you know.
I'd rather spend $1,000 on Eric's new farm and have him personally pick all the fruit and vegetables for me than pay for the greatest wrestler in the world right now.
Adam Cole. Baby.
Well, you know, I Omega could command that. I get that. But
I don't even think Roman does that.
Yeah, but no, I had that list. Let me see if I can find that list though.
How much was Mike Bibby? I'll go meet Mike Bibby instead.
Well, see, they had the general admission guys. Your Bubba Ray Dudleys, your, you know, those kind of people.
Sam Houston, like the 20, bathroom 30, attendant.
Yeah. Berserker. Huss! The Berserker was there.
Was he in a wheelchair?
I didn't see him. I didn't go in, dude. I was like, I'm not going in. I'm getting out of here, because it was too crazy. Enzo and Cash were there. Scott Hall and Kevin Nash were there. Ric Flair was there, but Ric Flair probably demanded a hell of a lot more.
Oh, yeah. He was probably $5,000 to fucking...
Breathe the same air.
Yeah,
he wasn't the highlight of all people. The highlight people were for today. What the hell were the highlight? I don't even know who they were for today.
Like, but Bischoff, the
biggest ones were Daniel Bryan and Kenny Omega, the Big Show for some strange reason, and was it Bret Hart? Might have been Bret Hart.
Bret Hart. Okay,
but that's all tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
So I was like, you know what? I just want to go meet fucking Lawrence Taylor and get the hell out of there. Because it was wall-to-wall nerd. It was absolutely crazy.
Oh, my God.
And
what was
the
funny doing there?
They had sports guys there. They had Wade Boggs, Tim Raines.
Oh, Wade Boggs.
Mike Bibby, from what you showed me.
Yeah. So they had a bunch of guys there. It was pretty cool. But now you're thinking to yourself, Tim, you'll never do that again, right? Actually, I will do it again. Because I found a nice little secret what they do. They had us going in the side entrance. You had to wait, and it was jam-packed. Then once you walk in, you got to get online to buy a ticket if you didn't already buy a ticket ahead. I just figured out that if you walk around to the main entrance, you walk right in. You don't got to wait online. And I'm like, I should have figured this out 3 hours ago. I would have saved 3 hours of my life. And I probably wouldn't have been such a bad mood. I would have been willing to give LT $60 to take a picture with him. But the line for LT got so long, too, that I was like, I ain't waiting here for this. This is all bullshit because it was hot. It was over. So picture this little narrow hallway. This side of the hallway was to buy tickets. This side of the hallway was the line for LT's room. Then you got another line right here that stretches all the way through the hotel to go down and meet someone else, which I think was Ric Flair.
Had to be.
So, so you're walking through like this. So LaGuardia Hilton, don't have this event again. You shouldn't have an event to get like this again. It's too big for you people. You don't understand the wrestling fans and how a bunch of lunatics they are.
Nope. You need to have a big convention center where you can funnel in and out people. You can walk in freely. Like, no, you can't just have a little hallway like that.
It was conference room. Pretty rough. The good news is LT is going to be somewhere else over here soon, and I'm going to go for that one. I can't go.
What about Beefcake? Is he going to be there soon?
So we can get Eric there. Was there.
He was there?
Was there.
No shit.
All right, so here I'm sorry, AJ was a big thing today. AJ Mendez was big today, actually. The headliners were AJ, Ric Flair, Lawrence Taylor, Mick Foley, JBL, Hall and Nash, Bischoff, and the Inspiration, who are what's their names? The Iconics in WWE. The Iconics.
Okay, yeah.
They were all the big ones today. Tomorrow's headliners, Omega, Daniel Bryan, Don Callis, Bret Hart, Paul White, and Aleister Black. And then you have like the spotlight guests, which are then you get like your Beefcakes, your Matt Hardy, your Velvet Skies, your Bubba Ray Dudleys, Boggs and Hernandez and Reigns, Enzo and Cash.
In the same sentence?
Well, I'm reading off the list, dude. I'm reading off the list, dude. Respect. Eddie Kingston is there. The Berserker, Skinner. I know Eric would have been all about Skinner.
Hell yeah.
DDP, Scott Norton, Stan Hansen.
Norton? Norton's there?
Yep. Bobby Fish. A lot of the girls like Kelly Kelly, Maria Kanellis, Brooke Adams. So shit like that. So there was plenty of people. They just a horribly set up thing.
It was just too many people for, I guess, the setup.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And here's another thing I want to ask wrestling fans all over the world. How do you have this money? How do you have this kind of money to spend at these places? Considering how much I just told you, I've seen people walk out with bags. I mean, unless you're reselling them, okay, good for you. But I don't think so.
I bet a good chunk of them are.
I don't know, man. I don't think some of these nerds don't resell. They keep and love and hug. And, put it under their billow.
We've seen on the treasures thing. Look at what these guys have as collections. They have, like, you walk into the house and have mannequins of just the suits. It's like, how are you getting this?
I see a dude walk out with two shopping bags. They were action figures, Funko Pops. There was he had two belts. All shit was signed. And I'm like, dude, I'm adding up in my head. I'm going, dude, this guy probably spent $5,000, $6,000, $7,000.
In this place today. That guy's got to be reselling shit. Like, if that's that much, like, I don't care.
I don't know. He didn't have that look. But there's a lot of people like that, though.
That don't have the look. I mean, and that cuts into the Cheese Whiz profits too. Like, fucking, you know, you're not buying as many tortilla chips, you know. And like, you know, grandma's gonna get mad because she can't get the Fig Newtons. So come on, I think they're selling them.
Well, Dave, are you coming on when you get home, or are you just joining us for your ride?
I'm joining you the entire time. What are you guys talking about?
All right, because we're about to introduce our new segment on the show, and our new segment on the show is called Wrestler Spotlight. And this week, chosen by Mr. Eric Zand himself, our spotlight will focus on Sid Vicious. I was going to put / Justice, but I figured no, because I think we all like Vicious way better.
Than Sid. What about Psycho?
That's true.
Psycho Sid, yeah.
Psycho Sid, too. I had too many names to choose from, so I figured we'll stick to Sid Vicious. Just like if we were doing Beefcake, I wouldn't put the Booty Man or the Zodiac.
We would have run out. We would run out of space.
We'd have to run out of names.
We would run out of time. Like,
the scroll at the bottom would have to be all his names.
Yeah.
It would be a never ending.
So, Eric, I know that you've always been a big fan of Sid. You've always huge fan of the guy. Give us a little rundown on Mr. Sid.
Well, Sid started out in Memphis because he's from West Memphis, Arkansas, across the river. You know, Sid, big guy, athletic guy.
What's up, bro?
And Sid was a gym rat, and he's a farm boy, but he's just a natural big guy, like Brock Lesnar, you know, but not quite the collegiate athlete or fucking surreal beast that Brock. I don't know, though. Sid's pretty big. But anyway, Sid, they noticed him in Memphis, and they got him in the gym, trained him. So he started out in Memphis, Lord Humongous, feuded with actually the Punisher, Dice Morgan, I think, who was actually the Undertaker back then. And from there, you know, went to WCW. He was part. Did I just say WCW?
You said W. You got the W going on.
I'm channeling. I'm like talking about Memphis, you know, and sit and, you know, fried chicken. It makes me think the South. So, you know.
By the way, Lord Humongous is going to be my name on the next show. Just because I has to that, be. That sounds fantastic.
It has to be. But no, he went to WCW with a team with Spivey as one of my favorite tag teams, the Skyscrapers. And Spivey, by the way, one of my favorites, as you guys well know. Mm-hmm. But he was with the Skyscrapers for a while, then punctured his lung and was replaced by, as fate would have it, Mean Mark, who would turn into be the Undertaker again. So there's fate crossing twice with these two guys. Sid from there, he did some WCW stuff for a little bit. Like he was with the Horsemen for a cup of coffee, and then he was with Vader. But he went to the WWF, and he was Sid Justice. Now, Sid Justice, they were touting to be the next Hogan, because when the Warrior thing failed, for lack of a better term, I mean, I love the Warrior, always have, and you guys know how I feel about that, but it didn't go over. So they needed the next big thing. At that time, Sid was touted to be the next big thing. So they brought Sid in, had him crushing everybody. He was over like shit. I mean, like when Sid would come out, they popped, and it was great. But for whatever reason, Sid preferred to be a heel. So now they had to work things out to where they had to turn him heel and this and that. And then Hogan lost to The Undertaker. And then that whole thing with the belt going up for the Battle Royal there. Flair ended up winning that. Savage beats him, blah, blah, blah. But Sid ended up getting funneled into a feud with Hogan and was going to beat him until, like... And I believe the reason Sid left was because of the Ultimate Warrior, because he came back. I don't know why they didn't get along. Sid tells the story in a shoot interview, and I can't remember why, but it must have been something about money. But there again, Sid left, went back to WCW, did a few more things there, came back to the WWF, as Psycho said, as Dave said, and he was first with Shawn Michaels as his bodyguard. Then he feuded with Diesel a little bit. Then he was in the million-dollar corporation. Then he left again. And then he came back when the Warrior – here we go with the Warrior again. Warrior got booted. Sid came back, took the spot that the Warrior was supposed to have, ended up having two title runs, and then just faded off again after The Undertaker. There's fate three times. Sid was the champion when The Undertaker won his second, actually, title. At WrestleMania, though. First one at WrestleMania. So, after that, Sid went back to WCW, and he, as you guys know, probably the most famous thing that happened to him there was when he broke his leg in the ring.
Oh.
Which was awful.
One of the worst I've ever seen.
Wasn't that fucked up?
That was horrible.
That was horrible. By the way, Dave, don't let that sale on toilet paper go. You better go back and get that.
Are you looking for White Claw? Are you in the White Claw section?
You guys know I am. By the way, that injury was brutal. It's one that even people who don't watch wrestling know about.
Yeah. And Eric, I had right in front of me, I thought it was hysterical, because he was Lord Humongous, Sid Udy, Sid Justice, Sid Steel, Sid Vicious, Psycho Sid with an S, Psycho Sid with a P, and there was one more, which I think is hysterical, I never heard before. You know what that one is?
What's that one?
Vicious Warrior. Is that an Ultimate Warrior?
Really?
And he was the Vicious Warrior? He was the
Warrior? Vicious Warrior, too?
That sounds like it.
I didn't know that.
That sounds like a dig towards the Ultimate Warrior to me.
That does.
He was a six-time world champion, twice in WWF, twice in WCW, and the USWA.
USWA, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
It's the best white claw flavor right here. Black cherry, just in case, you know. Anyone out there wants to know?
We do not sponsor White Claw, we're sorry.
We don't sponsor White Claw. That's
and that's not happening. I have right in front of me here. This is very interesting now. I find this extremely interesting. He entered the wrestling sport after an encounter with Randy Savage and his brother Lanny Poffo. So that's pretty cool.
That's where he more Lanny. That's what happened.
But it was more Lanny than Randy.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, but yeah, so that's basically Sid. I mean, he's been pretty cool, and
like he was said, a horseman, right? He was a horseman too for a while.
For a little bit, yeah, he was a horseman. Which Flair won't acknowledge it, but like, but yeah, Sid's had a pretty good career. Sid was always over, you know, bad or good, you know, he was always over. So
I will agree with that.
Raul wants to know if there's any Stone Cold IPA there.
You know what? I should take a look. I'm not sure if they have it here.
Where did we see Stone Cold? Upstate? ShopRite. Raul, we saw the Stone Cold.
You saw that at ShopRite?
Next time we saw it up here.
No, I saw it around the corner from my job.
Oh, in Long Island City, right around the corner from her job, Stone Cold IPA. So, no, Raul, sure. If you want some Stone Cold IPA, we'll pick it up for you.
I've never seen one down here. I've only seen it upstate. Again, I know by where my cousin lived in Jersey, the corner store has it, but that's it. That's the only place I've seen it.
Wow.
Hmm. Dave, what's the name of the store you're in right now?
This is Total Wine.
Oh, that's a booze store?
Yeah, it's all anything you think of, wine, liquor, beer. Like where I'm at right now, I wish this would flip. This is all different types of beer.
Why did I see toilet paper then?
Where'd you see toilet paper?
I thought I saw it way up, like stacked. It probably wasn't.
Oh, people who drink out of shit too, you know.
Hey,
I mean, it runs
through those beers. Those beer shits the next day, you know, everyone knows about them.
Oof.
All right. Yeah, Psycho Sid, man. He was a good dude. He had a problem on the mic every now and then. But when he did nail a promo, he nailed a promo. He had me. I used to do him in high school. The man who ruled the world thing.
Oh, it was awesome.
I am the man who ruled the world. I used to do it all the time to everybody. It was fantastic. When he nailed it, he nailed it. But he did stutter quite a bit. And he would get made fun of quite a bit also. Still pretty great, though.
The one that he's like, wait, let's start over. And he's like, wait, we're live, Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't start over, dude. We're live.
And there's another Mean Gene one. The one they think they aired for WrestleMania when he tells him, he says, shut up, you fat, bald-headed little oaf. And, oh, yeah, that was great. He's pissed off.
That's great. All right, Eric, you got anything else about Mr. Sid?
No, I've watched all the interviews with him, and I've read a lot of, and I've heard a lot of, like, podcast interviews with him. Sid's a pretty cool guy, and he's a straight-up guy. I mean, obviously a bigger guy that got noticed a lot more. There's a lot of jealousy and a lot of things that people say about him, but you can fucking say anything about anybody. But like most of the people have pretty solid things. Like he's a friend of Scott Hall, Kevin Nash. He's like a friend of, he's like one of their guys. You know what I mean? Like he's their buddies and Taker and all those guys. Like seems like all the big guys like hang out, you know what I mean? Yeah, like the tall monster guys.
They gravitate towards each other.
Sid's a great guy, man, and I think he's cool, and he's always going to be one of my favorites. So,
absolutely. All right, so that was our debut of Wrestler Spotlight. If anybody watching wants us to do a particular wrestler, let us know. We will gladly do it. But how about Dave? I think Dave should pick the next Wrestler Spotlight.
I think he should.
Ooh.
You have time. You have time. No, you have time, but it's going to be next episode.
Okay. I'll think about somebody. I'll make sure it's someone, you know, that we all can talk about, you know, not just, you know, the best belt machine or, you know, the greatest thing in wrestling happening today, you know.
And who's that? Like Adam Cole, baby?
It's not this guy. It's not this guy.
All right. So over the past couple of weeks, WWE has struck once again. They put in a massive amount of releases. A massive amount of people got fired. Some of them quite shocking. Some of them really, really not. Let's run down this list real quick, Dave and Derek. We'll talk. We'll see who's the shocker and who's not.
We know there's someone on that list that, you know, Eric's going to be very disappointed with.
Well, that's the one we're going to start with, actually.
Let's hear it.
Eric, your woman, your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, Nia Jax. She's out, man.
Nia Jax is gone.
What the hell happened with that?
Well, the first rumor was something about the COVID thing, either the vaccination thing, but she says that's not the case. And then what I heard from an inside source, which is the internet basically, is that the locker room was very, very happy that she got canned because of all the people she hurt and all the carelessness and the fact that she wasn't very apologetic about it and she really wasn't liked in the locker room.
Was she like a diva in the locker room? Like, kind of like, eh.
Yeah, kind of like I'm the best bitch, that kind of thing. But meanwhile, every match goes she around, actually hurt somebody.
Goes around eating sliced cheese in front of everybody, that kind of thing.
I'm really weird. Really weird.
No, I don't. Dave, I saw you walking by with sliced cheese. I thought I'd say that.
Dave, what about you? You shocked about Nia Jax? Oh, we lost Dave in the cheese aisle?
Right, he's in line. Dave. Yeah, he's in line. He's serious now. Dave. Like he's got a
Dave.
Dave.
Sorry, Dave, guys.
This is your guardian angel.
What were we talking about, Nia Jax?
I said, are you surprised that Nia Jax got fired?
I am surprised just because who she is.
Take your card out, Dave.
Do I think she deserved it? Absolutely.
Now you think she's going to sharpen AEW?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You have a great night. No.
He's only 19.
AEW's not looking for that talent.
let's go down this list now. And we just talked about this guy, Eric, a couple of weeks, you know, like a couple of short episodes ago on why the WWE's treating this guy so bad. And that is Keith Lee.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That was a bad one.
Now, here's a guy who was over on the Indies. He comes up. He's over on NXT. They bring him to WWE. He's super over. Then they shelve him.
Yeah.
Then they make him wear pink and a dress. Doesn't go over. They shelve him again. They bring him back months later only to get his ass whooped and jobbed to nobodies. They shelve him again, and now he's fired.
Well, remember, they brought him back as with the Bearcat?
Yeah, the last that, he claims that was his idea. His last reincarnation was the Bearcat.
What the hell does that even mean?
We don't even know. Nobody knows.
That was not a good good way to bring him back.
No, not at all.
Karrion Kross, and we'll put them together. Scarlett Bordeaux probably had one of the most best entrances in NXT. People love that entrance. People thought it was phenomenal. They're both gone. Karrion
Kross didn't even give her a chance on the main roster.
And Karrion Kross, another one. He two-time NXT champion. Was undefeated. He was huge, huge, huge name. They absolutely love him. They bring him up, and he's a shit heel all of a sudden, losing to Jeff Hardy, who cheated, which again makes no sense why the heel, why the face had to cheat to win. And then they bring him back one more time with the stupid mask on, and now he's fired. I don't understand that one either. And like you said, Scarlett never even had a shot at the main roster. And they're a couple, so you know they're both going to go no matter what.
What is Vince? I don't know. Wow.
And run through the list real quick, though. It's Nia Jax, Ember Moon, who I thought was talented. I don't know why they got rid of her.
Yeah.
Mia Yim, Harry Smith, the Bulldog son, and Eric. They just brought the Bulldog son back. He did one dark match, and then they fired him.
What the hell for?
No idea. So Harry Smith is gone.
Wow.
Lance Dorado, Grand Metallic, Jeet Rama, who I don't even know who that is. Don't care. Katrina Cortez, Trey Baxter, blah, blah, blah. B-Fab. They just brought up this group. What are they, like a rap group, Dave? What the hell are they?
Yeah, they are technically like a rap group.
Like a rap group of wrestlers, and they got this one chick. They kept the rest of the guys, and they fired her, of all things. And she was probably the best-looking one to look at, so I don't know.
She was the Oscar of the Men on a Mission?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Only way better-looking than Oscar. Oni Larkin, Frankie Monet. All gone. And now you have to remember another thing, too. Not only did they lose, you know, now you got Bray Wyatt gone, all these guys gone. They also lost Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly.
They might lose Kyle O'Reilly soon.
Kyle O'Reilly's going, my friend. They're gonna redo Undisputed Era in AEW, and they're gonna fight the Elite. I guarantee it.
You think Adam Cole's gonna turn on the Super Click?
Of course, they killed him. They killed him in Japan, like you said. They murdered him. He hasn't forgot the fact that he was murdered, and now he's a ghost.
He doesn't remember. That's the best part. I know you guys don't watch Being the Elite, but on the show, everyone's like, there's guys who constantly are like, "Hey, your friends killed him." They're like, "What are you talking about? They didn't kill me. I've been here the whole time."
Which is funny. Which is very funny.
It is.
And the last piece of info before we move on to the pre-show is the heat with Charlotte Flair is getting worse and worse, and now people are saying that she wants to get fired to go to AEW to be with her boyfriend and, you know, and daddy, where daddy bounces all over the place, but she has a lot of heat in her,
and not just wrestling promotions.
No, and Becky and her are no longer friends, and they don't really talk, and that's why they had to switch them on the shows, and it's all kind of backstage drama. I think Charlotte's beginning to, you know, sniff her own newsprint.
Here's what happens. You get too many of these girls in the beauty shop, man, and they just start fucking tearing each other apart.
I mean, but Tim, that you saw the segment, do you think she was wrong for what she did?
Which one?
The one where they were trading belts. Her and Becky.
Yeah. It was kind of bullshit. Yeah.
I don't think that that Charlotte was wrong in that end to be like, no, I'm not gonna give you the belt so you can hold both of them up like you're like the better than me. Hell no.
Yeah, but that's like a minor. Who cares? She can hold both up. She doesn't mean she's champion. I can hold a belt up. Look, where's my belt? I'm gonna hold it up. Doesn't mean I'm the world champion.
Yeah, but remember they were trading championships, which would have at that point made her Becky two belts, which I would have been like, no, forget that. You want to do that? Give me your belt first.
And then she threw it on the floor. Then she threw it on the floor, though.
Yeah, because she wanted her belt first. Why not? Why didn't Becky have to give Charlotte the belt first?
Either way, that's a stupid segment to have. They never even should have had that segment.
You're right.
Just switch the belts and put them on their right shows and move along. Really, really no point to that whatsoever.
Not really.
No. So they could have had the belt in the middle in a case and been like, here, we're crowning Charlotte as the SmackDown Women's Champion. Yeah. Becky not needed at all.
It's dumb. It was just a dumb segment. And now this is all leading to the fact that everyone's saying that now Charlotte really thinks she's Ric Flair. And she's the greatest thing, you know, ever to walk the earth. But now she wants out. She wants to go be with Andrade in AEW.
Boy, I tell you, everybody's going to be wanting out.
Vince pulls the trigger on her, though?
No. No. Yeah. He don't care. I guarantee he didn't care.
No. I think he'd rather keep her wrapped up like a slave than to let her go.
You think so?
I think so.
I think that everybody's jumping ship, and I just feel like in a few years the WCW curse is going to happen.
And well, I mean, not everyone's jumping ship. Look how many people have been released the last 3 months. Bray was not jumping ship; he got released.
Well, no, but everybody's firing everybody to go over there. Something is just too weird.
It is.
It's just too weird.
It is weird.
I agree with you. It's very
unless Vince is just a fucking old fuck and needs to let go. Like, he gave Triple H a heart attack, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Dave Rollo says it here too. That's another thing. Becky Lynch stood up to Charlotte. A lot of people in the backstage supports Becky, and Sonya wanted to beat the crap out of Charlotte too. She has a ton of heat, Charlotte does, so. But I think Vince should listen. If you want out of here, you have to ask me. Like, you have to ask me nicely, kind of like a few good men. You want to leave here, you got to ask me nicely. And I don't think she'll ask. I just don't think so.
No.
So, no. Here we go with the soap opera continues backstage at WWE. And by the way, I know, Mello, you said it too. The shows have been absolutely horrible. Horrible.
The WWE shows? Horrible
to watch.
Yeah,
there's only like one or two good segments, and besides that, I'm like, I don't want to watch this. But I like the most entertaining thing to me lately with WWE has been either anything involving Roman Reigns or anything involving Kofi and Xavier Woods, because now that he's the king, you know, he's hamming it up. And now they have both those guys in the same feud. So it's like there's nothing else is interesting for me to watch.
It's true. It's very true. And we said it too. We did our King of the Ring thing. Xavier Woods winning would be a good thing because, very, you know, the king is usually a heel thing. And him, though, makes it funny. He does. He makes it real funny. So it is. It's very entertaining. Everything else is just oh my God, it's garbage. It's just so bad. It's so hard to watch, and it hurts my feelings.
What was the last thing I watched? The last thing I watched was the when Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns were in the ring, signing the
Viking Brock.
Viking Brock, yeah.
I like Viking Brock though. Viking Brock was cool.
Has he wrestled yet?
Yeah, and he actually lost.
He wrestled. Yeah.
Oh, he lost to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Which was shocking, but okay, I'll go with it. Well, 1 week from tomorrow is Survivor Series. I think we will do a pre-show. Let's hope we have something good to talk about. But supposedly, The Rock himself is going to be coming back, and if it is, it's going to start with Survivor Series and end probably at WrestleMania. So let's see if that happens. I don't know.
Rock's got no movies going on right now, huh?
Oh, he's shooting. Nope. He's shooting Black Adam.
In the end stages, all right. Just
did
like
it wrap? All right. Hey, if it wrapped, it wrapped. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's towards the end.
Yeah, it's just like the digital piss shit, right? Like they make everything look it's digital, but it's not really there.
Good. I hope so.
But before we move on to AEW Full Gear, I do want to break one. Well, not break, but I'm sure you guys have heard that Bray Wyatt. We all thought he was going to AEW, but now he's going to go make a movie in Hollywood.
Really?
Ooh.
Yes.
So he's not going to show up. He's not showing up tonight then.
No shit.
I mean, if he does, I mean, I'm sure that AEW is very flexible since they're only what one or two times a week and they don't have house shows. But his main thing right now is making a feature film.
Wow.
Huh. Is he playing
The Fiend?
I don't know. Honestly, the way I thought about it, I was like, you know who he should meet? And that was a gentleman that was on the A to Z program. Because I feel like him and him there with just the horror aspect would be great.
Oh, Nate Thompson.
Yep.
Yeah, Nate, who's doing the cult affairs and the cult leader and all this shit. He's got some real good shit going on, man. I feel like
Bray would be like a good little mix there to him.
Well, he would be a good little mix there to him. Nate should try to reach out to Bray. Bray, if you're watching, and Nate, if you're watching, food for thought. And Mello gets the credit, too. Just give him a credit in the film. Just executive producer. That's all you got to do. That's it. That's all.
Not even executive. Just producer would be good. I don't need the executive.
Producer. Yeah. Associate producer.
All right. Let's jump to the AEW Full Gear Pre, which happens in literally like 8 minutes.
Let's run it by quick.
We're going to run by quick and fast and furious, and Dave's going to send me that link if you have it, by the way. First of all, the pre-show match. Raul, if you were watching the pre-show match, let me know if you know who won. We had Nyla Rose and Jamie Hayter versus Hiroko Shida and Thunder Rosa.
Wait a minute. Hiroko Shida?
Hikaru Shida.
This is a girl?
You're going to make me say the Japanese name over again? Hikaru. I don't know, dude. I don't watch anime.
Hikaru Shida.
Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm in.
I don't watch anime, Dave. I don't know who
you don't watch anime? Oh, I know somebody that watches anime. What do you want to know?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We got Pac, who's also known as Neville in WWE, who bugs the shit. I don't know what's about him. He bugs me.
He looks like the aardvark, right? He's the one that looks like the aardvark.
He looks like an elf. Like an elf.
Yeah.
Like he's halfway between elf and a real person.
Yeah. He's a tall elf.
Well, he's teaming up with Cody Rhodes, taking on Malakai Black, and there he is, Andrade, Charlotte Flair's hubby. You want to do predictions? Let's do predictions for those. Dave, who do you like? Pac and Cody Rhodes, Malakai Black, and Andrade.
I like Malakai Black and Andrade to win this one.
And you can't tell who the heel is.
Slowly, they're going to turn Rhodes heel.
I think he's already heel, isn't he?
I thought he swore he'd never go heel.
He's done heelish things.
Well, they've been booing him. I think and someone had the balls to say, was it Aaron Anderson? Oh, they're booing him like the WWE fans booed Cena. No, that's a little different, my friend.
No way.
It's a little different. Raul said the Thunder Rosa and your person, Dave, won that match. Hikaru. There you go. All right, let's move on.
The anime girl.
Yeah, the anime. CM Punk taking on Eddie Kingston. Will CM Punk get his first AEW loss? Eric, you think he's ever going to lose?
He's going to lose, but not now. Not right here.
Not yet?
Nope.
Dave, is he losing tonight?
No, I don't think so. I'd like for Eddie Kingston to get the win, but I feel like as long as he Punk those wins, I think Punk, there's no way he's losing anytime soon.
Yeah, he still has that crowd pumping when he comes out. Darby Allin taking on my favorite, MJF. MJF, people, if you have to follow him on his media and follow him around, the dude is great. And he was just on a interview he did where he actually said, I'm not going to knock the WWE. I might be working there in 3 years. I'm not going to knock him. I could be working there in 3 years. And he actually said that. He has balls to say whatever he wants to say, whenever he wants to say it. He shames children in public. I think this guy is fucking phenomenal. And he has his parents shames come any, to
it doesn't matter. I saw him. Oh, continue.
Okay, he has his parents come to show saying, even we hate him. They have a sign. His parents say, even we don't like MGF. It is fantastic. He is the heel's heel. Eric, I have to say it. He is the Roddy Piper of this generation.
Is he?
He is.
Huh.
David, he's phenomenal. How he doesn't get his ass kicked walking from the arena to the car, I have no idea.
Okay. So his parents come too? Like
his parents come to the one that I went to, his parents were there with a sign that says we're MJF's parents and we even think he sucks. Like we even think he's a dick. Whatever the hell it was. Fantastic. And like he throws these interviews, everything's a shoot with him. Nothing is scripted. He'll say what he even talks about Tony Khan and them. I mean, he's always, he respects them. He tells them, I respect them. He gave me a job. They're great, you know, but I might work in WWF in 2 years. You know, I'm not going to say anything bad about this one or that one. And it's like, yeah, and he likes Roman Reigns. I would love to fight Roman Reigns, he said.
Yeah. I mean,
it's balls.
It is. And you got to think too, like these guys that are, you know, signing with AEW and running the WWE into the ground, like, when you're done with AEW that's connected to like Impact and connected to MLW and connected to the fucking the pool hall and it's connected to the fucking Jacob Javits Center and all this other shit, where are you going to go when AEW and all that's done? Where are you going to go?
Yep.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters Thursday.
That's right. You're going to. I'm going to call.
I'm gonna call me and Jax are gonna see Ghostbusters Thursday. So
look at where Dave froze.
I know he froze like he's a modeling picture or something.
It is. It looks like he's like looking like he's like on Saks Fifth Avenue, like looking away from people. Like, you don't have to look at me. I know I'm better than you. Like
off the Disney. That's like a sweatshirt. Yeah. It wouldn't be a sweatshirt ad. It'd be like an ad for a watch because you can't even see the watch.
Yeah, or like cologne or something. You know.
Yes, Frank. It's pay per view, which is starting in literally like 2 minutes. It's a pay-per-view, so which is like $60 bucks.
Yeah, give or take.
Are you signing off?
In like 5 minutes. Okay. Next match, we're talking about False Count Anywhere. Christian, who is now known as Christian Cage, with a Jurassic Express, who is Jungle Boy, Luke Perry's son, Jack Perry. You are correct. I just like to bring that up. I think it's really weird. And Luchasaurus taking on my boys, the Super Click. Adam Cole, baby, and the Young Bucks.
Oh.
And I'm going Super Click on this one.
I'll go, I'll go with them.
Is he back?
He almost is.
He's trying to.
He's getting there.
And it's still a sweatshirt shot. What's going on?
So, sounds like America Online, like the old dial-up starting up.
I was going to say, what the hell just happened?
There he is.
I don't know.
Are you back? He don't know.
Yeah, I'm back. I don't see AZ though.
We can't hear you, though. You're going in and out.
He's
great.
There you go. Oh, almost. We're close.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we see something.
It looks like fucking Blair Witch footage.
What the hell was that?
Oh, Alexa just turned on by itself. It's our Alexa's haunted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it just turns on by itself. And...
Computer, say hello to Samantha Tabala. I thought maybe you could cross, say hello on Alexa's. I don't know.
Anyway, we're going to move on then. Last day when he comes back, what he thinks. Minneapolis street fight. I love when they put the Minneapolis street fights and stuff like that in the title.
Yeah.
The Inner Circle, which is Chris Jericho, Jake Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santino Ortiz, taking on Men of the Year, which is Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky, and the American top team, Junior DeSantos. That's right. All these MMA guys are now in AEW.
Oh.
Andre Arlovsky and Dan Lambert. I'm gonna go with the Inner Circle on this one, the Jericho's team. He don't lose too many pay-per-views, Jericho.
No. No. But he could stand to, you know, I don't know, whatever, Chris.
He looks like Dana now, doesn't he?
He does.
You know my friend Dana.
Yeah, he looks like Dana Patty. Is that her name?
Yeah. And I said she'd be offended if she heard that, but I said, no, it's not offending you, Dana, it's offending him. He shouldn't be looking like a 40-year-old woman. He should be looking like, you know, himself.
Yeah, he should look like a 55-year-old man or whatever, 50-year-old man.
Yeah, he looks pretty bad. The AEW World Championship Eliminated Tournament, and this is what Mello was talking about before. It's Brian Danielson versus Miro in the finals, and judging by who's going to be signing autographs tomorrow, we kind of figured out that Brian Danielson will probably be winning this match. He'll be fighting Kenny Omega for the world title at the next week pay-per-view. So, I'm going to go Brian Danielson on this one.
I will too.
The Tag Team Championship, the Lucha Brothers. I'm not even going to say their names because it's worse than anime. Taking on FTR, who used to be the Revival. And in case you don't know, FTR stands for Fuck the Revival. That's how mad they are at WWE. So now they're FTR. Yeah, Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler, who I do like because they're pure wrestling. They even say it. We'll just kick you in your face. We don't care about that high flying tag, you know, wrestling bullshit. I like them, and I'm going to go with FTR to win this match.
Sweet, I'll go with them too.
AEW Women's Championship: Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Tay Conti. Britt Baker is probably one of the funniest women I've seen in a long time, dude. She's pretty funny, and she can wrestle too. She can wrestle too.
Oh, cool.
And you know who she's dating?
No.
Adam Cole, baby.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They actually say she... Actually, Adam Payne, when Adam Cole first got there, he yelled at Tony Schiavone not to disrespect Britt Baker or look at her cross-eyed and all that kind of stuff. It was great. It was pretty funny.
Schiavone's still there?
Tony Schiavone almost shit himself, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was great. Look at fucking Tony Schiavone. Come on.
Joe, he looks like a lesbian, too, now.
He does. He looks like your gym, like, you know, like the girl's gym teacher.
He does. He could be. Well, he has the hair for it. That's for damn sure.
Got the hair for it, or he works at the coffee shop, you know, like.
And finally, we have the AEW World Championship match: Kenny Omega versus Hangman Adam Page. And dude, there's no way Kenny Omega is losing this match tonight to Hangman Adam Page.
No, they're pouring a lot into Kenny Omega.
So let's before we wrap up, Eric, let's be honest real quick with each other. And Dave, he's not here, but I'm sure he'll hear it. So let's be honestly now. Kenny Omega is very talented.
He is.
I think we pick on his look more than anything.
Yeah. We do. But Kenny Omega's gotta understand that he may be big in this day and age, but back in the old days, he'd have been a mid-carder.
Yeah. That's a lot of guys these days, because back then it was about the big guy.
And he just doesn't have it. You know what I mean? Like, he just doesn't have it. Like, you're not starstruck when you see him. Like, if you got to sit there and figure out what or who he is, like, when The Rock comes through, you're like, holy fuck, I know that guy's fucking something. Or with Stone Cold, like, holy shit. Or Hulk Hogan, Warrior, Piper, they're all larger than life. They're, fuck, whatever, the aura, whatever it is, like, followed them. But like this generation, all these guys are losing out on seeing guys of that magnitude because A, they're getting buried and getting kicked out and never realizing their potential, or B, we have to settle for, I call them second best, like Kenny Omega, like a mid Carter who is the top card now because there's nobody else to fill the main event, the main event. And it's not taking anything away from Kenny Omega. He's a great wrestler. He's mildly at best entertaining. And he's not bad, but
he's better in the group.
He's not CM Punk.
Yeah, but he's like him with the Young Bucks, with Adam Cole, with Don Callis, are all freaking, they're all entertaining together.
They're entertaining together. He is not CM Punk. CM Punk has that. I really do.
I agree.
Omega does not.
I've softened on him though, because I said I finally didn't really get to sit down and watch. The only match I ever saw his really was him versus Jericho in Japan, and it was a great match. But I was like, I don't know. But I will soften on him a little bit. And it sucks that Dave's not here to see it. But I still like Adam Cole is light years better. That's just me.
I agree with you there.
That's just me. If he comes back before we wrap up, cool. We'll get his predictions. If not, I'm going to say right now, tomorrow night is the return of the A to Z program. With this guy right here. And he has some funny ass shit to talk about tomorrow, which I probably will join you on because I think that sounds phenomenal. What you have your ideas?
Oh, dude, it's going to be great. You know what, Tim? Why don't we just do real quick, while we got a minute here, wait for Dave. If Dave comes back by the time I'm done, fine. If not, we can close out. But ladies and gentlemen, a quick teaser for the A to Z program tomorrow. I'm bringing you back to an era, a time, when there was no streaming services, the internet was in its infancy or not there at best.
Dial-up
may have been the only option you had. And it may even be before that.
This show would have been impossible.
It would have been impossible to do. But what I am going to do for you, because I care about my followers, my fans, my people, we are going to take you back from 30 years ago to now, and we are going to watch all of the greatest infomercials of all time. All the products, all the pitch men or pitch women, all of those goofy things you would see in between Seinfeld, in between wrestling, in between soap operas, in between sports.
Oh, you'd ECW.
Watching
ECW
this
late at night. Oh, ECW late at night was all infomercials.
All infomercials, and you'd have... And we're talking all the greats. We're talking Billy Mays. We're talking who the hell was that old bag that was doing the cooking the eggs there?
What about Ron Popeil?
Ron Popeil's not going to make this one because he was more of like the long and he was a pitch man, but he was more of an inventor. I'm talking about.
I'm going to have to honorable mention and set it and forget it then. I have to honorable mention it.
Well, we will. He's got a place here. Okay. But we're talking Vince Offer, the ShamWow guy. We're talking Anthony Sullivan. We're talking Chef Tony. We can't do this without the greatest of all time. And you know who the greatest of all time is. It's the one and only Billy Mays. You cannot.
Billy Mays here. Yep.
Billy Mays is the greatest pitch man of all time. And when I show you some of the stuff that I've dug up, that you've either forgotten or maybe you didn't see, you are going to thank me personally and probably buy me fruit for breakfast the next day because that's how good this show is going to be. That's how good. You're going to buy me coffee. You're going to send me vouchers for coffee or you're going to come physically pick me up and say, Eric, I'm taking you out to coffee because you were right. That was one goddamn good show. But I'm guaranteeing you we're going to have a good time. We're going to go through the best pitch men, the best products, the goofiest products, the funniest ones. We're going to go through all of them, and we're going to comment on them. We're going to make fun of them. We are going to have such a good time tomorrow night. You don't want to miss the A to Z program. You don't want to do it. Because I guarantee you I got gems you forgot about or haven't seen, and it's going to make your night. You're going to sleep better. But wait, there's more. That's all I have to say.
Nice. Love it. I guess he's not coming back, so we are going to wrap it up. And I may have to toot my own horn real quick, AZ.
Oh, Tim, wait a minute now. I heard a rumor that this week we were going to have a inaugural initial. There's a show coming, right? Is there? Help me out here. Help me out.
Tuesday night will be the debut, finally, of Shooting the Sith. Starring myself and whoever wants to come on.
Yes.
All Star Wars, all the time. Shooting the Sith will debut finally Tuesday. I have the definitive guest lined up, but I do have some shit we want to talk about. Disney Data has launched a bunch of previews. We got Boba Fett coming out in just a month. All that shit's coming. So Tuesday night, probably around 7-ish, Shooting the Sith, first show. Hopefully everybody can be there for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I'm very excited. It's finally happening.
I'm going to be there.
Awesome. Also, this week, not sure what days because things are going a little sideways now with the boss. He's got his kid playing baseball and all the schedules, but we will do Unsportsmanlike Conduct, which is our football show.
Baseball in the fall?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that either. Football, baseball, I don't know what he's playing. Hockey, badminton, something. He's playing something. So, but he has practice like Tuesdays and Thursdays, which are show nights. So I don't know what day we're doing those shows, but look for Unsportsmanlike Conduct, our NFL show. We give you picks. We give you advice. We give you fantasy advice. We stomped you out. New York Giants show with just on the New York Giants. They were off this week, so maybe think we're going to take off this week for that show. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Kind of does.
Makes sense. Granny's Peach Tea will be back this week. They will be talking about, God bless them. I'm going to have to watch it and get on with them. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, the horrible shit sequel to the shit original starring Andrew Garfield with Electro and... Yeah, it's a god-awful movie, and we're going to... I might jump on that show just to shit on that movie with Ed and Jason. And the rest of the shows, like I can't tell you, I have no idea when they're coming back, but I will give them a shout-out. Kyle and Jader, my boys. Life is keeping them away for a while, but they will return at some time. And the four-quarter show with Dave and Eli will also be returning soon. Stream Wars, I don't know. Maybe not. They're around. I hope so.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, when they can get it, you know.
So that is going to wrap us up for this week. I don't know. I think we might just take another little hiatus too and come back. But I will want to do a Survivor Series pre-show, which we'll probably do next Sunday, right before the pay-per-view starts. Come join us then. Hopefully there's no more cuts. Hopefully there's no more crazy news. Or actually, I hope there is crazy news. That gives us stuff to talk about. So that's fun. Eric, you have any closing remarks before we get the hell out of here?
You know what? No. You know, everybody, thank you. That's all I have to say.
And if you guys want us to do a spotlight on someone, I think Sergio wrote the Brooklyn Brawler. We could do that easily, I'll show on Steve Lombardi. I don't think we can. As a matter of fact, I accept that challenge.
I do too.
Next week, next wrestling spotlight we do will be Steve Lombardi, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Brawler. We will break it down his entire career.
100%.
It might only take us 2 minutes, but we are going to do it anyway.
We're not afraid.
All right, everybody. AEW right now, it's on right now. If you have the means, go watch it. And remember, you might not like us, but you got to learn to love us. We're the best thing going today, people. Have a good one. Peace out.